In 1978, children's author Katherine Patterson published The Great Gilly Hopkins. The next year, it won the National Book Award. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, this year, Patterson worked with her two sons and an all-star cast to bring the story to film.
1978 was a big year for Katherine Patterson. The same year she published The Great Gilly Hopkins, she won the Newbery Medal for her most famous book, Bridge to Terabithia. Patterson wrote Bridge to Terabithia for her son David, and as an adult, David turned the book into a screenplay. Disney released the film in 2007. And now it's Gilly's turn. But The Great Gilly Hopkins has been a very different experience for Patterson, as she explained during a visit at her Central Vermont home.
Well, it's not too Hollywood. It's very indie.
Patterson's son David wrote the screenplay for Gilly as well. He and his brother John Patterson are both producers on the independent film. Katherine Patterson is proud of their work, but she admits there were some rough patches.
We all have very strong opinions, and especially the two boys. And if you're the mom, you know, you just want to, okay, cool it, boys, cool it. But it has been amazing that they have been able to work together and come up with something we're all very happy about.
Despite their indie budget, the power of the story attracted A-list actors to the project. It's about an 11-year-old foster child determined to reunite with her birth mother.
We have a most wonderful cast, and they all did it for the, you know, bottom, what you get if you're an indie, not what you get if you're an Academy Award winner.
The cast includes Academy Award winners Kathy Bates and Octavia Spencer.
We got a lot of nerve offering people like this a role in our little family movie, which is pretty much what it is.
Glenn Close plays Gilly's grandmother, and Sophie Nalice from The Book Thief plays Gilly. She's a tough-skinned, scrappy foster child who comes to live with Mamie Trotter, played by Kathy Bates.
It's gonna be okay, honey. I know it must have been hard switching all around.
I like moving. It's boring to stay in one place. This way I get to see more of the world.
Well, welcome to our little corner of it.
Patterson says she's impressed by Nalice's performance.
Sophie starts out as this angry, angry, hurting child. And in 90 minutes, she convinces you that she's learned how to care about someone else. And I think that's great acting.
The Great Gilly Hopkins was lauded for taking on racism in the 1970s. And while the story's been updated for a modern movie audience, it doesn't shy away from exposing racial tensions. Fans of the book will remember the scene where Gilly, who's white, attempts to rile her African-American teacher by slipping her an anonymous and offensive card. But Miss Harris, played by Octavia Spencer, shuts her down.
And I want everyone in America today to see the scene in which she confronts Gilly about her card. It is the most wonderful thing you will ever hope to see.
Here's part of that scene.
Believe it or not, Gilly, you and I are very much alike. Mm-hmm. Both of us are smart, and we know it. But the thing that brings us closer than intelligence is anger. You and I are two of the angriest people I know.
Patterson says she enjoys the creative license that comes with making an independent film, but they didn't exactly go indie by choice.
Disney does not speak to us because they wanted us to do Bridge to Terabithia 2, or Son of Terabithia, or whatever you call the second one. And we said, there's no sequel. And they said, what? There's no sequel. And so they don't speak to us.
Patterson says it's been a mixed blessing.
And there are pluses and minuses. The minus, of course, is money, which is very hard to come by.
The movie took another blow when the domestic distributor for the film went bankrupt.
So there we were with a finished movie and no distributor. A European distributor, but not a U.S. distributor. So it was another year before we finally signed with Lionsgate.
That last-minute change meant little to no advertising for the movie and a release in a limited number of theaters last October. Now the movie's out on DVD and is available to stream on demand. And Katherine Patterson has this request for her fellow Vermonters.
If you see it and you like it, please tell all your friends.
For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.